The gospel today is from the book of Matthew, first from chapter 5. You are the light of the world. A city built on a hill cannot be hid. No one, after lighting a lamp, puts it under the bushel basket, but on the lampstand, and it gives light to all in the house. In the same way, let your light shine before others so that they may see your good works and give glory to your Father in heaven. And then from Matthew 22. Teacher, which commandment in the law is the greatest? Jesus said to the lawyer, you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind. This is the greatest and first commandment. And a second is like it. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. On these two commandments hang all the law and the prophets. The Gospel of the Lord. Good morning.
Good morning.
I love handmade items. Whether it's a fun find at a craft store or a gift from someone, a handmade item is something to be treasured. One of my favorite handmade items is this painting that was made by my grandma, Camilla Johnson, on the screen here. A simple landscape, but I love the purpley colors that she added in. The fact that my grandma created it makes it more special. She didn't sell her paintings, to my knowledge. It was just something fun she did on the side. I also love pottery. Some of my favorite pottery pieces are these colorful mini vases that are made by a former youth from Trinity, actually, Chris Alvashire. He now makes his living teaching art and selling pottery in Montana. It's fun to look closely at handmade items, whether it be a quilt, woodworking, pottery, embroidery, the list goes on, to notice the detail and care in which it is created. You can see the amount of time that went into creating it. Did you know that you, too, were handmade? You are handcrafted by God with detail and care, a unique, one-of-a-kind work of art. I mean, just look at our bodies, the way our cells, muscles, and bones work to move and heal and grow. The thousands of combinations of hair color, skin color, eye color, height, build. And not only do we all look different, but God has wired each of us differently. We all have a different combination of things we believe, like, dislike, personality traits. It's amazing to watch someone do what they were wired by God to do, whether they do that as a hobby or as their vocation. To watch an artisan do his or her craft, the way others understand finances or cars or science and can explain it to those of us whose brains don't quite get it. Some can teach and are good at explaining things to other people. Each of us have been uniquely handmade by a God who loves us. As it says in verse 14 of Psalm 139, you are fearfully and wonderfully made. Isn't that an amazing thing to process? You, yes, you are fearfully and wonderfully made. Even when you don't feel like it, you are still fearfully and wonderfully made. Psalm 139 is a beautiful reminder that God knows us inside and out, better than we know ourselves. God has created us and loves us so much that we can't even begin to understand the depth of that care. God does wonderful and amazing things in nature and in our lives. Christ has called you not just as you are, but because of who you are. You bring something unique to this community. Your voice, your ideas, your thoughts are not just desired, they are needed here. This summer, some of our youth will be attending the ELCA Youth Gathering in New Orleans with thousands of other youth. The theme of this gathering is Created to Be. We like the theme and main verse so much that we are using it as a way to kick off our fall, and you may see it pop up throughout the school year as well. At the gathering, we will be exploring 5 daily themes. They are created to be brave, to show up with an open mind and heart and be willing to be challenged. created to be authentic, to bring our whole selves and know that we are loved by our Creator. Created to be free, to be transformed by the gospel. Created to be disruptive, to work for justice for all of our siblings. Created to be disciples, to be sent out into the world to love our neighbor like we are loved by God. God created us to be His disciples out in the world, sharing God's love with each other. In Matthew chapter 5, God invites us to shine the light of God's love out into our world. Each of us is wired by God to be good at certain things and to have certain gifts and unique passions. Each of us have something to offer our church and community. We can share that love of God with our neighbor using our individual abilities and passions, no matter what those gifts are. Sometimes it ends up as our employment. Sometimes it's something we do as a volunteer or on the side. Both are valuable. Here are some examples I see around Trinity of people using their time and gifts to shine the light of God's love. Kathy Nelson comes every week and changes out the crayon bags and fixes up the clipboards in the lobby for the kids to use during worship. Last Sunday, we had a group of about 15 people downstairs in the quilter room putting together our loaves and fishes bags for our friends in need. This week, we have individuals stepping up to be confirmation small group guides and Sunday school leaders. Our ushers and tech crew and musicians faithfully serve at worship services throughout the year. There are so many more people that here that serve in leadership roles, quilting, small groups, and more. Today, a group of Trinity members will join others in the community at the Out of Darkness Walk for Suicide Prevention. These examples, plus many more I didn't mention, are ways we can share God's love. In Matthew 22, it talks about the two greatest commandments that God gives us, to love God and to love our neighbor. We were created to be, to share the gifts and passions God wired in us with others, to spread God's love with our neighbor. As we close today, I would like to ask you to take a moment to share a blessing with your neighbor. Simply turn to them, look them in the eye, and share these words. You are fearfully and wonderfully made, a beloved child of God. And as you say them, if you feel comfortable, make the sign of the cross either on their forehead or their hand, whichever you feel more comfortable with. Always remember, you are fearfully and wonderfully made, a beloved child of God. You are created to be God's disciple, to love God and to love your neighbor. And so I leave you with a question to think about this week. How might you as an individual and we collectively as a church use our God-given passions and abilities to share that love with our neighbor in a new way this week, to help our neighbors discover that they too are beloved children of God. Amen.